Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Isang magandang araw ng Linggo at kasama po ninyo sa programa ng SBS Filipino, Annalyn Violata ngayong umaga. At syempre kasama din natin live na live sa studio after 3 years that we had you before. Live natin kasama ang proud na proud Filipino Australian Aboriginal na si Dobby o si Ryan Clapham. Good morning to you, Ryan or Dobby.
Good morning, Annalyn. It's so good to see you again.
Yes. Sa programa po natin ngayong umaga, pag-uusapan din natin. We'll talk about Philippines-Australia Friendship Day, which is exactly today, May 22. And also in the program, we will talk about your new single later. And also, you've got lots of things on your plate. You're part of the Vivid Sydney.
That's right. Yes, I've got a very, very special show coming up for Vivid Sydney on the 12th of June. So I'm really keen to be talking about that.
Yes, we'll talk about that later at the later part of our program.
Yeah, I'm about to rattle up some cages, make some changes. Call me Blasian, my culture ancient. I like pissing off a racist. I bet you hate this. You's out of clicking on my face. Yeah, you signed your waivers. Give a shout out to your neighbors as you playing this. This so catchy, it's contagious. Catching cases.
At yan, live na live yan sa ating programa ngayong umaga. At inyong napakinggan ang Walk Away, ang bagong single ng proud na Filipino-Australian Aboriginal na si Dobby. At syempre kasama pa rin natin siya live dito sa ating programa. Good morning, Dobby, and I will let you breathe a little bit because that was actually a great performance live here.
Thank you.
Yes, and we'll talk about more of that new single. But for now, let's talk about the Philippines-Australia Friendship Day. I know people who don't know you might be asking, how is he Filipino? So for our listeners who don't really know which part of your family is Filipino, can you share that to them?
Absolutely, yeah. So on my mum's side, I'm Filipino. On my father's side, I'm Murawari, Aboriginal in Briwarrina, northwest New South Wales. On my mum's side, my mum's from Tacloban in the Bagaké Mines. So, you know, she came to Australia in 1985 with her two daughters and her sister. And then I came along a little later. So, Australian born, been back to the Philippines a few times since. We were actually going to go back to the Philippines and then COVID happened. So that's that, you know, hopefully we get a chance to have our family reunion again when traveling starts opening up again.
Yes. When was the last time you went?
2010.
Wow, so 12 years.
Yeah. So I haven't been as an adult.
Yeah, so yeah. You were a child.
I was a
child. What can you remember?
Oh, so much. I remember, my family, my Auntie Tessie's house, and I remember the Mall of Asia.
Yeah.
I remember the Mall of Asia. And is it Enchanted Kingdom and Jollibee and the Jeepneys? And I just, I miss it. I can't wait to go back.
Yeah, so no doubt, Dobby's Filipino. So speaking of being Filipino, Dobby, why do you think it is important for Filipinos who are born here to really celebrate their Filipino culture, being born here?
I think it's so special. You know, I've been listening to some of my family history lately because my uncle's been telling me, Uncle Joseph, and, you know, there was we nearly went over to Canada instead of Australia, which is really interesting. So the Philippines, there's really big Filipino community in Australia and Canada and America. And it's
all around the world.
All around the world. And it's so beautiful. And especially when I grew up, I always knew that I was in a big Filipino community.
Yeah.
Down in Wollongong.
Yeah.
And Shell Harbour area, and, you know, knowing Blacktown and Doonside, it's really nice to know that there's that connection and that friendship there between, you know, Australia and the Philippines and the big community that we have.
Mm. We talk about the Philippines and Australia Friendship Day. It's huge being two countries, isn't it? But for a local or for a smaller portion of the community like us, we can see that through the communities that we belong to.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's so much pride there and connection, and, you know, we all understand each other and feel, you know, safe with each other. You know, it's beautiful.
And I know you've been working with some Filipino artists as well.
Yes, that's right. Good friends of mine, you know, Emily Watermara, who's also Aboriginal and Filipino, Moju, who's also Aboriginal and Filipino, Wiradjuri, on her mother's side. And so, yeah, I want to keep working more with more Filipino artists. You know, I've got a big list. I've got a list of people I want to work with from here.
And also, it's not just Filipino culture that you are really trying to advocate for. You're also advocating for your side of the Aboriginal culture, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And I think for both cultures, I want ultimately to rap in both languages, you know, because I'm starting to make songs where I'm rapping in Muruwari and a bit of Nyambar language, which is also Briwarana, Wilmeringal, Northwest New South Wales. But I also want to rap in Tagalog. So that's my goal. And I've been working with mum and my sisters and my DJ, Diola, they've been helping me a lot. So eventually I want to put out a song where I'm rapping purely in Tagalog and I'll get the accent and everything.
Yes, yes. Speaking of songs in Filipino or rapping in Filipino, I heard from your song Walk Away.
Yeah.
There's the word kuya.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... from that song, Walk Away, I know this is your new single. Before we had you in the program, you work on Project River. But with Walk Away, what is the theme of the song? I know you've talked about the community, the Aboriginal community, and inserting that single word, kuya.
Yeah.
Why is it important?
So the song Walk Away is about standing strong and staunch and true to who you are. It speaks a little bit to the invisibility of, you know, Indigenous culture and the issues we still face even today, you know. Like the chorus says, they took away my language and you tell me let it go. They took away my culture and you tell me let it go. I'm not going to walk away, pretty much, you know. And I also bring my Filipino-ness to that because, you know, we have a history of being colonized as well. And so it's important we talk about these things and being proud of who we are and knowing that we're still strong in our resilience because we're still here, we still exist, and we still survive. So for me to say kuya on a song means a lot to me, you know, and it says, hey, look at me, I'm here and I'm representing. And that's a powerful thing, I think.
Yeah, and it's also very fitting for Filipinos as well who are living here or who have settled here in Australia to really retain that Filipino-ness that you have mentioned.
Yes, yeah, I think so. Especially everything since, you know, 2020, since we last spoke, you know, there's been a lot of conversation about, okay, who are we? Let's talk about our cultures. Let's talk about racism, you know, and let's talk about our colonial past and how we can come through that and feel pride on all cultures. Yeah.
Yeah. And with your new single, you have released this already last Friday, isn't it?
That's right.
And it's available for our listeners to listen.
Yes, absolutely. And there's a video out as well.
Where can they see that video?
On YouTube, if you type in Dobby Walk Away, or you can find the link in my Instagram bio, or I've also posted the link on my Facebook. So, yeah, you'll be able to find it there.
Dobby, I want to go back to what you mentioned, singing in Filipino. You have mentioned you were working with your mom and your sisters. Aside from that, what else are you doing to really learn the language, the Filipino language?
Yeah, well, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts. There's a really nice one called, I think it's called Go Filipino. And it's this guy, he's broadcasting from Manila and going through, it's really good actually, the syntax and the sort of different, you know, arrangement of the words and the origins, and that's really helpful as well. I tried watching some, I need to watch it with my sister. Yeah, I need to watch some Filo movies, some great ones. But yeah, so just kind of trying to immerse. But what I think would be really good eventually is to just go back and live in the Philippines. I think that's the best way to be immersed in the language.
So are you ready to go back home to your another home?
It's so funny because home feels like such a it has different meanings for me. So like home is the Philippines, home is Briwarana, home is where I grew up, I guess, as well. So yeah, definitely different homes, different worlds. But I would love to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know that we have been talking about your new single, but you have been using rap or your rapping to really advocate for the Aboriginal communities. Can you share with us what have you been doing for the last 2 years of the pandemic, aside from the upcoming shows that you'll be doing?
Yes, yeah, for sure. I think in 2020, like I said, during the death of George Floyd, Sis Barker and I, a proud Barkindji Malingapa woman, she and I made a song together called I Can't Breathe, which was sort of born out of the frustration of watching a particular news reporter sort of speaking over us at the Los Angeles protests and kind of saying, oh, we don't have this type of violence here. We don't have police killings of black people in this country, but we do. Mm. And so, you know, so that's what the song is about. It's that frustration and remembering David Dungay Jr.'s name, and as well as George Floyd and the 500 people who have been killed in custody since 1991 alone. So that song has definitely been an important part of my, you know, time during the pandemic. But also this Vivid show that's coming up, this song, it all sort of contributes to that, you know, the betterment of Aboriginal people in white people's views, you know, in the mainstream.
Yeah. And it's also fitting that Reconciliation Week is coming up.
That's it.
Starting on the 27th.
Yeah.
I know you had done some shows before for the Reconciliation. Anything that's coming up for Reconciliation Week for you?
Yeah, a couple of things. I can't say just yet, actually, because I think there's still a few moving parts and nothing to confirm just yet. But I am going to play in Burke very, very soon. I think that's next weekend. Yeah. So that's Kobe D, myself and Barker. We're all performing at Burke, Northwest New South Wales for May Festival. Meaning land. Yeah.
So we'll talk more about that.
Yeah.
But for now, let's do some promo.
Yeah.
So magbabalik po tayo at makakasama pa natin si Dobby at aalamin naman natin kung ano ang kanyang bahagi para sa paparating o bubuksan na Vivid Sydney Macalao pagkatapos ng 2 taon na hindi ito natuloy. Kayo'y patuloy nakikinig nga sa ating programa. Kasama pa rin po ninyo Annalyn Villata at kasama pa rin natin sa ating programa si Dobby. And Dobby, earlier we talked about your new single Walk Away, but now you will talk about your part or your show at the upcoming Vivid Sydney, which is starting on the 27th of May. It's 2 years, 2 years that the Vivid didn't push through, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah. It's so special for it to finally be back. And I think we've all been waiting for this moment to, you know, for Vivid Sydney to return. And I feel like it's a really, you know, sentimental moment for everyone. You know, we're so happy that it's back, and I'm really looking forward to seeing it again.
This is not just for locals that the Vivid is very important. I know that for New South Wales, it is generating lots of money because of tourists coming in. But with the pandemic happening, 2 years is a long time for locals not to really see the shows, the lights, and the music.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's one of the biggest events, hey, of Sydney. And yeah, you're right, like the tourists love it. I remember the last time before the pandemic, just how big the crowds were. So I am looking forward to, you know, safe versions of that coming back again.
Yeah, with the
yeah,
ongoing COVID cases. Although
that's right.
Most of us here in Australia are vaccinated. But still,
yeah,
it's good to mag-ingat, to take care and do our bit in looking after each other. So now, talking about Vivid Sydney, I know that there are Indigenous artworks as well being shown at the Barangaroo Waterfront as part of the Vivid Art Festival. More than 90 individual artworks will be displayed along the 160-meter walk in Barangaroo. But your part is quite far from Barangaroo because you'll be doing your show at the Art Gallery of New South Wales, isn't it? Can you tell us about Warangu?
Yes, absolutely. I'm really, really excited about this project. It's a long time coming. It's called Warangu River Story. Warangu in Nyambar language meaning the river, water source, creek, any river. And it's a story, this project is a story about Briwarrina, but also all the towns that connect to these interconnected rivers, the Barwon River to the Colgo River to the north that heads up Murawari country and Wilmeringal, the Bergen River down to the south, and it all flows into the Murray-Darling Basin. So it's about the cultural significance and the stories behind these rivers, but also the over-irrigation of these rivers and the damage done to these rivers, especially in 2019 with massive fish kills like we did see in Menindee, and just the dire state of the rivers running through Broken Hill and Wilcannia. So, you know, this over-irrigation is still going, even though we are seeing a lot of floods. Floodplain harvesting is still definitely much a really big issue that we need to face, you know. So this is what this story is about, Warangu River Story. And it's at the Art Gallery of New South Wales on the 12th of June, one night only, for Vivid Sydney.
Yeah, 12th of June. It's quite significant for the Filipino community, not just in Australia, but for the whole of the Philippines or for the whole Filipinos around the world, because June 12th is Independence Day. So
yeah.
So there's, let's put meaning in it. I know that Warangu is about the river, the three rivers that connect to each other. And I think these three rivers are among the biggest waters that are connected to each other in New South Wales, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the relevance of this for your community as an Aboriginal Australian is very significant, really. And as well, I know that you've been researching about the stories behind this, all the significant events that happened before you really put this songs all together, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. I mean, so much is, you know, it's so interesting because I started thinking about this project before the fish kills in 2019 and, you know, the massive media coverage that was had in 2019. I started working on this in 2017, you know, 5 years ago now, starting to put together the songs and listening to, you know, stories by Brad Steadman, Nyambar man in Briwarrina, and just thinking about it. And as time went on, the meaning was, it compounded on, you know, it became so much more meaningful to me and so much more important, because what we're doing to these rivers is going to amount to ecological catastrophe if we don't change our ways, you know. So it's not just about the spirit of it, it's about the dying spirit of it, you know. We need to save these rivers.
You know, Dobby, before some people are saying that rapping is like, it's nothing compared to other kind of music, but for you, you're using rap as a form of your advocacies, isn't it? So how important for you is music in terms of the advocacies that you are doing?
For me personally, I think it's the answer. You know, it's the way that I can contribute in this world, and everything, you know, meaning makes sense to me within, it sounds so funny. I find meaning in song, and I love having calls to action in song, and I believe it connects to people in ways that normal speaking can't do, you know. It touches people. It connects people with each other. It can make you feel so many things. So I really, really do believe that music and hip hop in particular is the answer.
Yeah, yeah. And for our listeners who wants to follow you, where can they look you up?
You can find me on Instagram, WAU, Facebook, WAU, Spotify, YouTube, WAU. So I hope you enjoy. And yeah, I'm keen to see you at my Vivid show, 12th of June.
Yes. Dobby, one of our operators here asked me, are you looking to join Eurovision Song Contest next year? Because this year's Australian representative is half Filipino as well, Sheldon Riley. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, they know that
that's mad.
Music runs through the Filipino blood.
Yeah, I'm not even surprised by that, hey.
Yeah.
I'm like, that was a matter of time.
So it's just a question for our operator here, Mark. So he asked me that. So I just want to ask you that as well.
Oh, thanks, Mark. I'd love to. Maybe I should practice a lot more first. For Eurovision. That would be a dream, though. It would be such a dream.
Music is doing a lot of things for many people, yeah, like yourself, isn't it? So, para sa mga nakikinig sa atin, sa mga gustong sundan ng musika ni Dobby, maaari siyang makita sa kanyang mga social media, Dobby AU. At syempre, matutunghayan ang kanyang show sa Vivid Sydney sa June 12, Warangu, kung saan matutunghayan ang kanyang mga musika. At syempre, Dobby, message to our listener, Filipino Australian listeners.
Yes, I think we are so talented. We are so talented.
Yeah.
Don't stop. Just keep going, because people are coming onto it. You know, they're realizing just the talent of Filipino singers and rappers and our beat makers and our musicians. I'm always blown away, constantly blown away by the amount of, you know, when you're like, oh, this person's Filipino. You're like, yeah, of course they are.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. So don't stop. Keep going.
Keep going. Keep on making music, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Dobby. All the best to you and good luck to your show for the Vivid Sydney.
Thank you so much. It's good to see you again.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.